Laurel Mildred from the California Collaborative for Long-Term Services and Supports. And joining me today is Michelle Herman-Soper, Senior Program Officer at the Center for Healthcare Strategies in New Jersey. Michelle has written about the elements that assist states to build integrated programs for Medicare, Medicaid enrollees, known as dual eligibles. These elements contribute to a high-performing system of long-term services and supports. The first element is an integrated organizational structure that addresses the fundamentals.
Thank you, Laurel. We found that an important consideration for state Medicaid agencies developing integrated care models for Medicare, Medicaid enrollees, or managed long-term services and supports, is developing a basic organizational structure that supports strong state leadership, the ability to collaborate effectively with other state agencies, and build the knowledge they will need to work with new programs, populations, and structures. I'll describe each of these elements briefly. First, strong leadership is really essential to implementing any new Medicaid program. One element that has to do with strong leadership is securing internal buy-in. Genuine enthusiasm for change must come from the top of an organization and is essential to drive collaboration and reach common goals. Also, solid knowledge of the Medicare program is inherent in implementing and operating almost all elements of an integrated care program. Medicaid agency staff who are responsible for program operations would likely benefit from training on basic Medicare policy, how integrated care may change care delivery for Medicaid members, program goals, and other operational changes that affect their jobs. Depending on available resources, states might consider bringing in Medicare experts to help with this. To build other knowledge, states can identify and draw upon existing staff from across their Medicaid agency who have these skills. States that are able to hire new staff might want to conduct a thorough gap analysis to identify essential missing skills and expertise to better target their recruitment efforts. Examples of staffing qualifications include experience with high-need, high-cost populations and several other areas such as managed care oversight, quality assurance, program integrity, education and outreach, finance, eligibility and enrollment, and data analytics, depending on the roles. In some states, finding staff with necessary skills might require building interdepartmental or interagency teams. Building a working team with staff from agencies such as aging, mental health, public health, disabilities, housing, and insurance or managed care could give Medicaid agencies access to new knowledge and ensure that the new integrated care program will align with other initiatives. To summarize, building organizational capacity through leadership, staff knowledge, and tapping into resources available from other agencies or entities that serve high-need, high-cost members is important for Medicaid agencies building these programs.
Thanks for sharing this information, Michelle. If you'd like to learn more about other issues that impact long-term services and supports, if you'd like to hear more podcasts of this nature, or if you have any comments or questions, please visit www.ccltss.org or call 916-966-6643.